The Sable Queen, Disc 3.
Sometime later that night, all paws on the raft were fast asleep. The woodlands were still, and the ground warm from the summer day, but not even a whisper of breeze to stir either grass or leaves. Grack and two other weasels had not taken any more captives. On returning to the River Moss, they had been unable to locate the Gowsham shrews. Following a side stream south, Grack and his cohorts met up with two other ravagers. It was the small, scrawny fox and the burly weasel who had been in trouble with Buckler and Diggs. All five vermin were at that moment lying low in the woodland fringes, watching the three young creatures who were sleeping not far from the stream bank. The small fox looked around nervously. Grack crawled up alongside him.
"What are you looking so jumpy about, eh?"
The fox pointed to Flib, who was curled up amidst the moss and fallen leaves.
"See that, hen? She's a shrew. We met up with her afore. I know she's the same beast, because I can see a knife and a club what she stole off us."
Grack's whisper oozed scorn.
"You let a shrew maid take your weapons? And you two calls yourselves ravagers?"
The burly weasel defended himself and the fox.
"'Twas a trapsy. We was tricked by her. She had two others laying and wait for us. Aye, two of those big fighting rabbits. And they weren't short of weapons. Big swords and loaded slings. Daggers too. And probably a couple of spears. I tell you, Grack, you wouldn't like to meet up with that pair. Killers they were. Champion warriors."
Grack stared hard at the fox.
"So, what happened? Why wasn't you killed by him, eh?"
The small fox glared right back at him, lying earnestly.
"'Cause we escaped from them. We had to run for it, and we lost our weapons in the scramble. They chased us for over a day and night, but we outran them."
"Ha! Yous two ran faster than two big rabbits. You must be joking."
The burly weasel butted in belligerently.
"Well, we ain't. And if you had two big fighting rabbits chasing you with long swords, you'd have run too, for your life. Because you don't stop to mess about with beasts like them, see?"
Not wanting to continue the dispute, Grack held up a paw.
"Keep your voice down, mate. I believe you. So if you can't see a big rabbit anyplace around, let's grab those three young'uns and get moving fast while the going's good."
Flib had been knocked out cold by a blow from the club, which had once belonged to the vermin. The small fox kicked her spitefully.
"I should kill you right now for what you did to us."
Grack slammed his spear point into the ground beside the fox.
"You can cut that kind of talk, or your lancers wilt the shade. You and your mate, lash your paws together and sling her on the spear pole. Are those two young gogs ready to go?"
Ginty and Jiddle sat terrified with their mouths gagged. A weasel bound their forepaws, dragging them upright. Grack blindfolded them and tapped both their snouts with his dagger point as he hissed savagely.
"One wrong move and we'll roast you for dinner. If you want to live, then do as you're told. Got it?"
Not waiting for them to nod, he shoved the young hogs roughly.
"Now get going. Move yourselves."
The ravagers sped off into the night, prodding their captives forward. Flib was still unconscious, hanging from the spear haft, as the burly weasel and the small fox hurried to keep up with the others.